Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and good Friday afternoon, Lynn.
Hey, Dana, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks, but I'm curious as to what do you do in your garden this time of the year?
Well, you know, Dana, this weather pattern that we've seemed to be experiencing lately with the storms coming through during the week and then the weather turns nice on the weekends, that's worked out just fine for me. And last weekend, I was out in the garden cleaning it up, raking leaves and sweeping leaves out of the patio and just trying to clean things up. So I'll be out in my garden again this weekend, raking leaves and sweeping leaves. But what I started doing last weekend was looking at areas in my yard and started to make notes about what did I plant there last year, and was I happy with that? Did it work, or didn't it work so well? And most importantly, why it did work or why it didn't work. But I'm kind of thinking that in certain areas or certain beds, I'm going to go with color themes, like one area might be red, white, and blue, or another area could be all pastel colors. We have customers that, one comes to mind. She doesn't like to plant anything in her yard except for orange-colored flowers, and that makes for an interesting flower garden. And when I think about these gardeners that prefer monochromatic gardens, on the one hand, I think it's a little boring, but when you see them, it really is quite striking. Anyway, after I started making notes in my garden, I wanted to come in to the store and look at the seed racks. Incidentally, we do have a lot of the 2015 seed racks in now, so we have fresh seed and we've got a great selection. Actually, it was the vegetables that caught my eye. You know, we've got purple carrots, and we've got golden beets, and we've got purple Russian kale. Don't be afraid to mix vegetables with your flowers. For instance, a lot of insects do not like marigolds. So if you plant a few marigolds in your vegetable garden, not only does it add a little bit of color, but there's a technical reason for doing that as well. So think about planting your garden for this coming year, and bring your notes with you into the stores so you can check out our seed racks and see what's available, and let's get this party started.
Thanks for the offer to help, Lynn, and of course you are the guy to go to for advice. Where are you located in Santa Fe?
Well, we've got two stores in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And don't forget checking out our website. You can find it at www.paynes.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.